influenza causes. Take the time to see your doctor or healthcare provider and get a flu shot. This is Dr. Cheryl Canfield. Let's make this a healthy Michigan.
Brought to you as a public service by A Healthy Michigan.
There is a fifth dimension beyond which is known to man. It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between data and electro waves. It lies in the pit of a man's fear. This is the dimension of no coverage, an area in which we call the drop zone. It is an unwanted and feared dimension. No service, no texting, no tweeting, no way to communicate. It's just you and a device made useless. It's a land of roaming, and even worse, 1X. No one knows what that means, but there is a way to avoid the drop zone. Thumb Sailor and their 4G LTE network. The latest smartphones, the best coverage, and no drop zone. Make the switch today to Thumb Sailor and live a life of not worrying about the drop zone.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring has the best in-stock selection of Chevrolet pickups in the Thumb area and the best smoking hot deals to put you behind the wheel. Check out their current specials on new 2016 Chevrolet Silverados. Save up to $7,328 on your choice of a new 2016 Chevrolet Silverado LTZ 71 1500 double cab with standard box and four-wheel drive. Lots to choose from on the lot. Pick out your new Chevrolet and find new roads at More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring.
Welcome back to Warrior Field as we finished at the ball game here with the North Huron Warriors and the Mayville Wildcats for the North Huron homecoming. And the final, again, a huge fourth quarter, Josh, for the Mayville Wildcats. 38-26 is the final. I know those guys, the North Huron Warriors, they got to be heartbroken. They played a great game, controlled the first half. And, boy, if they had that momentum, we'd have a different outcome tonight. But it came down to, well, the ball control, and that was controlled there by Mayville running that same play. I mean, night long, to the point where if anybody's going to be playing Mayville, what you're going to do is you're going to put a linebacker on Zach Leffler all night long and say, don't worry about the entire ball game. You've got one guy to watch. You watch him up the middle. No matter what happens, you just take care of him between guard and guard or tackle, whatever you want to do. But it was a good ball game. We enjoyed the whole game. A lot of fun. Well-coached game, well-played game, and that's just the game of football.
Took it all the way to the end there. And I think one of their fatal mistakes at the end was how they kind of went to the air at the end instead of how Mayville kept with that same play that eventually just kept pushing up the field, and they both had a couple fumbles at the end, and they capitalized on that last touchdown that put them up big.
Well, somebody had a big game tonight for the Warriors, and it was just, I mean, remarkable here in the first half for North Huron. Mike Craig, number 19 for North Huron. As soon as he hit a sideline, if he got to the sideline, we were going 30, 20, 10, touchdown. Mike Craig was just, he put some big numbers up here in the first half. And really good, well, quarterback game here tonight by number 25, Nick Shramsky. Outstanding game by both of these offensive lines. Wow, they really are impressive. And this is what made a lot of the game a lot of fun tonight anyways.
Yeah, the whole first half, they were squaring off against each other. Both O-lines were doing a great job.
And on the defense, the defensive lines didn't get enough credit and shout-outs tonight.
Yeah.
But the gang tackling up front and some hits. I mean, we heard hits up here. Yeah, there's going to be a sore quarterback for Mayville.
He got beat up.
Jared Hogue, he really got beat up. And he came back like a trooper, play after play. And I didn't think he was going to come back in after about the first maybe minute or two of the fourth quarter. Set out for maybe a play, two plays, came back in and limped through and grabbed his side and everything else. And he was kind of like the Iron Man over there for the night. And so just a great game and great leadership by both of the quarterbacks. Got a couple more updates here, guys, but don't go cashing in your tickets if you made any bets on it, because these are the unofficial call-ins.
Yeah.
So tomorrow morning, WLAW Sports will have all the official scores, but we're going to give you some call-ins right now. Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. The Lakers remain undefeated with a big win over Vassar. The score, 46-6. And the JV Lakers had a big win over Vassar last night with, I think it was 60-0 or 62, something like that. Reese at USA. USA, the Patriots win over Reese with a score reported in of 20-2. This one called in on Deckerville and Dryden. Says that Deckerville has won with a score of 42-0. And the other score, of course, that we have is Mayville and North Huron. Mayville Wildcats, the winner, 38-26. Well, everybody cleared out on us, man. I'm telling you, you know.
The rain stopped, though.
We need to get in for the dance, the homecoming going on tonight. And, you know, be very careful here on these Friday nights this time of the year. All the homecomings that are going on and these young couples and drivers out on the road, be extra careful out there. Don't drink and drive and be very, very cautious of what's going on. And maybe have a limo or two or mom and dad get behind the wheel and give them a ride. Well, I'll tell you what, the Wildcat, this North Huron Warrior team has got some real potential. And they put on a great show. They well executed, well coached, well played. This was one of the best matched games that we've seen in some time. And I'm glad that we got to call it here tonight.
Yeah.
And like you said, like we said all night, that weather was on and off.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And if you could pick a perfect football night, it's right now at this very second
here
at Warrior Field.
We're making fun of it early on because it looks so clear. And he shows us the radar. Looks like a mess. We're like, oh, we're fine. Next thing you know, it's a hurricane in here. But we lived through it. We were inside, which helped. And it was a great game, though. Yeah, definitely they don't look like an 0-5 team.
No.
They did have a lot of highlight plays, really, running from 80-yard runs to some big hits. So, got a lot of potential. So, and they do have a lot of younger people, too. They're not all seniors. There's a lot of sophomores on that team.
Yep.
And
They got a strong future here for the football program. Great to see on both sides. Just got to get a few more numbers out there. We got some more calls coming in here with some updates. Josh, let's take another quick break here, run a few more sponsors here, see if we can't get a couple more updates to come in, because I know people are waiting to hear what some of these scores are. Again, call them in if you've got any finals out there for the Thumb area and the high school football. Josh, where do they call them in at?
Call us up at 989-269-1021 or 269-1340, and we'll put them right on ThumbNet. You can check the latest scores there. And like he said, we'll have them on the news tomorrow and possibly into the later shifts tonight.
Very good. Cruise 102.1 Sports. We're going to take one more quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than 3 decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company Cass City Store now has convenience lumber such as 2x4 and 4x4s, OSB boards, shingles, nails, and decking screws, bag fertilizers, grass and garden seed, and other lawn and garden supplies. And of course, you can order any of your lumber needs for delivery to the Cass City Store at the corner of M53 and Bay City Forestville Road. Farmers Co-op Grain Company is open Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. and weekdays 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City. Michigan's oldest member-owned co-op.
If you need to make paying your monthly bills easier, ask Northstar Bank about their online bill pay. You can pay all of your bills from one centralized place, and that is easy.
Hi, this is Christy Bereton, e-business and retail specialist at Northstar Bank.
Paying your bills is easy with our online bill pay. This free, secure service allows you to pay bills to anyone within the United States from one centralized place. Once you're set up with North Star Bank's bill pay, you can easily view and schedule payments in advance to help better manage your money. You can even set up reoccurring payments to save yourself time and sign up for e-bills to view bills electronically with participating merchants. Make paying bills easy.